WFMU East Orange, WXHT Mount Hope, and worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. This is The Birds, 8 Miles High, and I am. I'll tell you, I recommend this for everybody. You save a lot of money. You save on shampoo. You save on soap. And you save on alcohol. Gotta say, I would highly recommend staying up 80 hours and listening to Candy Store Rock by Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Jonesy broke a bottle. Hold on there. Jonesy's got something to do. Hey, Vin, how are you?
Hey, you're still there.
I'm still here.
You know, I took a nap since the last time I talked to you. I did, man. I fell asleep in the chair doing a Times crossword puzzle.
You take a lot of naps.
Yeah. I mean, I you're making me tired.
Well, I'm going to nap eventually.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you feeling okay?
Yes, except I had, have some, perhaps maybe an infection or something like that.
That's not good.
It's mild, very mild.
You mean the thing in your cheek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very mild, and I've had it before. And
you recognize it then.
Yes, and it went away rather quickly the first time. And that was bothering me more than anything else. But we just did this set of Tommy James.
Yeah.
And a couple of things sounding like that. And it's a whole new experience listening to it like this. I really am on some other level at this point.
You think so? But you're still coherent. I mean, you're talking to me right now.
Yeah.
You know who I am.
Yeah, but when you have the music loud and
yeah.
You know, it's just there's and also being in the same room all this time.
Oh God, yeah.
It's and the room has changed around me. It's been decorated since we started, and there have been various occasions when there were a lot of people in it and camera crews. And in my head, I actually kind of thought, this is hard to explain, but I kind of thought I was in the, I thought I was in the production room earlier in the day. And, this goes back like a day or so. And, that wasn't true. It's just my view of the room changes. So I feel as though I'm in a different place.
Right.
It's strange.
What happened to my Santa Claus? I don't see it on the turntable.
Where is it?
Your Santa Claus, but.
I don't know. Hold on.
What happened to it? Santa disappear?
No, he's here someplace. I don't know. The Santa Claus.
You think you're going to try and stay up until midnight?
I was going to try to stay up until midnight.
Yeah?
And then see how I felt about going through the overnight.
Oh, God.
And I wasn't sure. I mean, it's been done. It's done by interns all the time.
What do you mean?
Interns stay up for long hours.
What kind of intern? You mean doctors?
Yeah.
For days on end?
Maybe not like, you know, as long as I'm getting into.
I mean, they work like 24-hour shifts sometimes, I think.
No, they work, 72 and stuff like that.
Yeah?
A surgeon laughed at me when I said the record was 73 hours and 33 minutes.
And we let these guys operate on us?
I guess that's how they train them to operate. They put him under extreme conditions.
I don't want some guy who's been up as long as you operating on my heart. You kidding?
I don't want anyone.
I want some guy, you know. Never mind. You should be careful.
What can happen?
I just don't want you to get sick or anything. You know?
I don't think that you can get sick from it. I was told that by some responsible medical people.
All right.
That there's no long-term effects. You know, I may weaken my immune system and get, like, you know, a cold or something like that and not feel well for a while. But it's not like I'm going to come out of it brain damaged or anything.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun to be on the radio.
Ken is there, and Ken will look out for you.
Yes.
You know, because at this point, you've proven your point. You've more than proven your point.
Yeah.
So you just want to make sure, like, you don't do something crazy and hurt yourself.
No, I don't. Okay. Yeah, Ken takes care of me like my daddy. You know, he feeds me out of a bowl. Every time I turn around, I'll have a forkful of food.
Good.
You know, little tiny pieces that he's shoving in my face.
Like a little baby.
Yeah.
Like and, little baby Glenn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that Talking Head song, "Keeping Baby Up All Night." You know.
Now listen, baby Glenn. I'm watching the webcam here.
Uh-huh.
So I need for you to, like, wait for me, and 50 seconds later I'll see it.
Okay.
All right.
Turn the camera around so Vin can see the Santa. The Santa was moved. Ken moved a lot of my shrine stuff.
Uh-huh.
I guess the shrine was taking up too much room, so now the shrine takes up two different spots in the room.
Okay. So who have you had on today?
Who did I have on today?
Today's Monday.
Chuck called back. Chuck
Wepner?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a little punchy, isn't he?
Well, so was I. So we had a great conversation together. It was perfect.
Did you ever get Uncle Floyd?
I haven't called him, actually.
There you go. Now you're waving to me.
I should.
Yeah.
Well, I was waving to you a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Unless I'm hallucinating. I just saw it now.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're moving the camera around to show me the Santa. I see Ken.
I had do you know Ted Bonnet, Bernie Fleshkin?
No.
From BAI, he's one of Meg's pals.
Uh huh.
And he called a couple of times on the overnight. I seem to recall baring my soul to him at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's probably a good time to have somebody call. Oh, there's Santa. Look at that man. I see him now.
You know, actually, every time I opened up the mic and said the signature Jonesy.
Yeah.
Sometimes the people in the driveway would applaud.
Right.
And there was one time when they applauded that Santa started doing his thing.
Did his thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of people in the driveway today?
We did when it happened. We had a lot of people that.
Oh, in the morning, yeah.
They had some cool signs and stuff. Right. And the tent people were still there.
The tent people. That one girl is real cute.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Is
yeah.
She's one of the 10 people, right?
Yeah, she's the one whose breast I signed.
No. That's a different
person. Oh, the other one.
Yeah, the other one. Man, you're something else.
Yeah, listen to us. It's like we're sitting around on the couch, no microphones.
Now, listen, you go to the bathroom and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed to leave a room, like, once every 8 hours?
Once every eight hours, I'm allowed to leave for 15 minutes. So we plan it so that I'm really gone for only 12.
Uh-huh.
So I'm back in place on time.
And where have you been going? Have you been lying down? Laying down?
Yeah, I'll go to the bathroom, and then, Ken will take me to the one of the upstairs offices where they have a mat on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And tell me to lie there. Let's say you lay on the bed, you lie something down, something like that.
All right, well, I don't even know what else to say to you.
You should suggest I listen to more Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yes, you could do that. Listen to more Tommy James and the Shondells. And you should play a little Joan Jett and the Black Hearts and, mm-hmm. and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Iggy and the Stooges.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like that.
We played half of that today, I think.
Yeah, bet.
And I'm sure we'll play some more tonight.
You should get Uncle Floyd.
I should.
To have Oogie, talk to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. Oogie would rev you up.
Do a live interview with Oogie.
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
You should. No, I think you should do that.
I should. Yeah. I should. I don't know if Floyd would come all the way out here.
Well, he lives around here. He'd come there.
He does. He does live somewhere around here.
He lives in mm-hmm. Jersey.
I should give him a call. I've got to see if his number is in my Rolodex or if I have it around here.
Floyd would love that, I bet.
Yeah. I was planning on. He has a restaurant.
That's right. He does. Yeah.
I was planning on doing a remote from there, and I didn't really follow through because I got involved with this Guinness thing.
Right. Maybe he's at the restaurant.
He's there. I think he plays there Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'm sure he spends a lot of other time there. You and I should have lunch when I'm.
You want to do lunch, man?
Yeah.
when you recover?
Yes. I would like to do that. That's the only way I'm going to retain some of the fun that I'm having this weekend.
All right.
If I pursue these relationships and these avenues elsewhere.
Jones.
Yes, Skelsa.
Have you been offered any big-time job? Why don't you take that job at ABC?
It wasn't offered to me.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they didn't offer it to you, man.
I don't know.
I think you should. I think definitely you're going to get some kind of offer out of this.
Do you really think so?
From Japan or Sweden or something.
From Japan. That would be funny. A listener, a couple called today, and they're very supportive of the station. And after we passed, broke the record, they called Ken and they offered to pay for two tickets to Florida and give me a week free at their house there.
Oh, wow.
And I told Ken that I would feel awkward accepting that.
Yes.
He told me that I have to accept it.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see.
Well, it's listeners. It's not like some corporation or something.
Of course, but,
of your fame.
No, but you feel awkward because, people's kindness sometimes makes one awkward.
The kindness of strangers. I have often relied upon the kindness of strangers.
Yes. Yes, me too. I've spent many years relying on the kindness of strangers.
Yeah. Well, I will continue to check in with you.
Well, please do.
I see Ken's silver-haired head. behind you there on the screen.
Oh, he has his bag on.
Yeah, he has his bag. Does that mean he's leaving?
No, it doesn't look that way from his expression.
Well, I'm getting up real early in the morning because I got to drive down to Tom's River. So if you're still there, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, please do. It's the only time I talk when you call. Otherwise, I just come on and I say the name of the song and I go away.
Yeah.
And, I want it to be a little more than that.
Lots more people should... have you taken listener calls on the air?
I did that on the overnights a couple of times, and that was a lot of fun, but I was having problems with my speech today because of the ailment that I had mentioned, but now I started treating that, and hopefully I'll be able to do that shortly.
You sound okay. You sound fine.
I feel okay now. There was times when I was just slurring my speech, and, there's nothing worse than hearing yourself through the headphones slurring when when you are into radio like you and I are.
Right.
You don't want to listen to that.
All right. You take care of yourself.
Okay.
And you're in good hands with Ken. And, the hearts of all your listeners are with you.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
I'll check in again.
Okay, please do.
If not later tonight, I'll probably find you there in the morning.
I'm sure you will. But
you crazy guy.
You check in as often as you can.
Glenn Jones.
Vince Scalzo.
All right. Take care, man.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Vince Scalzo, who's DJ legend, who's now with WFUV on the Saturday night shift. And I am Jones, and I've been here since 9 a.m. on Friday, and it just keeps on going on. Now, where are we? Thank you, Jim. And this would be over here. Okay, here's the MC5 with Skunk Sonically Speaking. Jonesy. He just keeps on ticking. This guy's amazing. Here is a Hot Legs, Neanderthal Man. Yeah, Jim Price has been handing me music all afternoon and into the evening here, and it's been fabulous, and I'm having fun. Huh? How many days has it been? How many months has it been? I've been on the air since 9 a.m., for those of you who don't know, 9 a.m. on Friday, May 25th, on these airwaves, and this is one long shift. It's an open-ended shift. You never know when it's going to end. So now the drama continues once again. Last week, the drama was whether or not we would make the 73 hours and 33 minutes and break the record. And we did that. So now the drama is, will I be here when you wake up? Will I be here when you get back from the store? Will I be here when you get back from the can? We shall see. You better buy some more radios. And here is the Knack with My Sharona. Jonesy, still on your radio. The man who won't go away. I'm like the house guest that never left. Superstar Murray Head. Jonesy, this is Blind Love. Oops, that's not Blind Love. You'll know Blind Love when you see it. That's why they call it Blind Love. Here it is, Blind Love by Tom Waits.
Hotels and whiskey, sad luck days. And I don't care if they miss me, I never remember their names. They say if you get far enough away, can't get on the train. Must be blind love. Only kind of love is stone blind love. Blind love. storm-blind
Jonesy, he just keeps on keeping on. What's with this guy? If you'll excuse me, I have to go be interviewed by a Japanese radio station. I'm very busy, very important man. But Jim Price has some wonderful music that he's handed me that you will listen to. This is Nothing Is the Same by Grand Funk Railroad. Light up or leave me alone. Traffic.
Sometimes I feel like I'm fading away. You're looking at me, I got nothing to say. Don't make me angry with the games that you play. Either light up or leave me alone. Walk in my room, you love my bed. Open your mouth, shoot some.
Jonesy, still on your radio after all these days, all these hours. We heard from many people over this weekend that we haven't seen in years. And That's really cool. That's part of the magic of radio, when people that you haven't seen or spoken of in ages contact you. And we heard from Wild Girl, and Wild Girl has asked us to play a request for her and her husband in Iowa, Rich, I believe. So for Wild Girl, this is Faster Pussycat by the Cramps.
If you'd like to see beautiful girls driving fast sports cars and breaking jocular-tory type he-men men's spines,
Making Time, the Creation.
And we got 3 minutes to get there.
Everybody leaving.
Jonesy. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. www.wfmu.org/Jones. Let's see. This is our...
What hour is this, Ken?
81, 82. I don't
you don't know either? So it's not just me, huh?
Mm-mm.
I thought it was just me. Well, I've been on the air here since 9 a.m. on Friday, May 25th. And it's now Monday night, May 28th, after 8 p.m.
Hour 84.
84th hour.
84.
Yeah. Heading into hour 84.
Wow.
How about that?
You are a mighty, mighty man.
I feel pretty mighty.